You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll free line as we launch into the second hour of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Coming up, a man facing 5 years in prison for putting a link, putting more than one link online. He didn't actually share video footage or so-called illegal videos. He linked to them. And he's facing prison for that. We'll tell you about that. Also, Meg is going to tell us about a blogger who's being forced to pay $60,000 because of some claims that were made that were pretty upsetting to people within the government, apparently. And so not good news from the world of Internet freedom. We'll get to that here in a moment. But, of course, your calls come first. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We'll start things out here this hour with Loring in Florida on the amp lines. Hello, Loring.
Hey, how are you guys doing this evening?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight, Loring?
I wanted to talk about the Israel-Palestine conflict and the caller who called in last night. Someone made a comment about, you know, there were probably tanks who had run over houses with three-year-old kids in them, and he said that's complete BS.
Wait, I said, just to get the correct quote, Loring, I said bulldozers with three-month-old babies. The whole thing was sort of the, I guess some Palestinians broke into some house and murdered some family, including a three-month-old child, and I was trying to juxtapose that against some of the atrocities that the Israeli state has committed against some Palestinians. I wasn't able to find a news story that exactly matched what I had said, but please go ahead.
Right, right. I've heard from friends firsthand accounts of those atrocities, and I've never heard anything about tanks or bulldozers, but what I did hear that seemed really egregious was that the Israelis will bomb the houses of their targets, and they'll do it intentionally when they're not home to kill their family, essentially.
Wait, how could they kill the family when they're not home? Oh.
No, the target is usually the father
or the
male in the family.
So to destroy his life, they destroy his family. Keep
correct. And what you get out of this is a suicide bomber. And the reason they're suicide bombers is because they don't have any other weapons to fight back or retaliate. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason you get this kind of stuff. That's
right.
All I guess.
Just the very fact that there are suicide bombers going on in the Middle East ought to tell people that, oh, my God, what is it that's being done to these people that they would be willing to give their lives up?
Well, so many people just think that it's the religious aspect of everything, that it's part of the calling of the religion.
What does that say about their own religion? Most people that would say this would consider themselves to be religious of some sort. What does it say about their religious faith if they believe that these other people are so fervent? Does it say that they don't really believe what it is that they profess to believe?
Maybe they just think their beliefs are better.
Or maybe they think that somehow they're better people because they wouldn't kill themselves for their religion, whereas these people would.
Well, as I understand it, the suicide bombing is not out of, like, a religious fervor. It's just because that's the only thing that they know how to do to fight back.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that most people have been convinced that it is a religious fervor thing.
That's all I've ever heard is that it's religious fervor. I mean, you know, you couldn't convince me to blow myself up without getting some virgins out of the deal.
Loring, anything else you want to share tonight?
Maybe a real trampy one to go with.
Yeah, one really, really slutty.
If I could touch on the you had a call about the toll roads and the IDs, or you had a story about the toll roads a few weeks ago in Florida. I've been on that particular toll road, the Polk Parkway, and I paid with a $50 bill once, and I didn't get ID'd, but the toll taker became very frustrated with me, and she counted out ones back to me, $49, as slowly as she possibly could.
You're talking about a story we mentioned on a Saturday show where a man was demanded to give his identifying information for paying with a $100 bill at the toll booth. He then proceeded to begin testing this policy to make sure it was actual policy of the Department of Transportation. So every time he would go through the tolls, he would bring large bills and pay with them, and just to see what would happen, would actually record his interactions with these bureaucrats. And it turns out their claim was that it was all bills above $20, so 20 including and above $20, so 20s, 50s, and 100s. The claim was that they were going to demand identification from people for this. Now, you said you just tested this, right?
Well, this was about a year ago,
Okay.
So for what that's worth.
Well, we don't know when the policy was put into place, but we do know that as a result of the news media attention brought to it, there were internal emails in the Department of Transportation in Florida that demanded that the toll takers stop this practice while things cool down out there. So it's probably not happening right now, and maybe it wasn't happening a year ago, or maybe you just got lucky, or who knows. But it sounded like it was definitely happening because this guy continued to test the policy and recorded, you know, multiple video instances of these bureaucrats doing this to him, which is, of course, just particularly outrageous, the idea that you would need to show ID for paying a toll with a $20 bill.
Yeah.
Total police state
stuff. That's all I had tonight,
guys. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck down there. 800-259-9231. I bet they're really just passing all kinds of liberty-oriented legislation in Florida, aren't they?
Yeah, now that they've got that Tea Party governor, right? We're going to have some liberty. Finally, yeah. Some liberty in Florida. You know, I hope they do. Because
we're from there, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm,
Mark and I, not hey.
Not me. From the other coast.
But
they're not doing much liberty stuff in Oregon either.
Liberty, no.
Yeah.
There's a reason that we moved for the Free State Project, is because there's not too much being done. There are different bills all over the United States that are coming up. I mean, there's some good stuff going on, say, Arizona. But there's also some bad stuff going on in Arizona. And what I'd like to see is one
bad
state that gets all the good stuff going on.
Right. We may have bad stuff going on here. Dennis called to announce what all the good stuff was. But then again, usually we'll hear about some of the bad stuff that goes on.
Well, I can tell you that the House did pass the expansion of the death penalty rule to include people with, that commit home invasion. I find it difficult to feel bad for people that actually did commit the crimes to get the death penalty. However, I think that as long as man is fallible, that the death penalty probably shouldn't be used, considering that more than 100 people have been released from death row since the early 70s when they reinstituted it. That says to me that some mistakes have been made on both sides. Like, some mistakes have been made and caught. Some mistakes must have been made and not caught. How many people, innocent people, are you willing to kill in order to keep your death penalty, is my question is. I mean, I don't feel bad for Jeffrey. Who's the guy in Tempe or what Tucson?
The guy in Tucson. The killer?
Lofner, yeah.
Yeah, Jared Lofner.
I'm not going to feel bad for that guy, crazy or not, because it's pretty clear he did it. There's video. There's witnesses all over the place. Like, that guy did it. I'm not going to shed a tear for that one. It's the people that they don't know for certain. The juries just give it to them. It goes disproportionately towards black males. And I think that I think that white juries are just more likely to believe a black guy has committed a murder. And the fact is many people have been released.
Toll-free number here tonight for your thoughts, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Meg, what is this blogger story about $60,000being forced to pay to whom and why?
All right. Well, on Friday, a Minnesota jury found that a blogger must pay $60,000 in damages because of statements he published in his blog about a public figure.
Now, where's this coming from, by the way, this story?
Minnesota.
The actual news agency.
This is from activistpost.com.
Okay, very good.
And let's see.
$60,000. Must have been some pretty serious statements.
Yeah, it was a statement that he published on his blog, which subsequently got the man he was writing about fired from his job. Now, story's very long, so I'll just go into the main part of it. Jerry Moore was fired from the University of Minnesota after blogger John Hoff, a.k.a. Johnny Northside, wrote a blog criticizing him and the college, and basically posting up information about a scandal this guy had been in previously to getting hired and why he should not currently be hired at the university.
Was he an administrator or a teacher?
It doesn't really say what his executive director of community organization.
That certainly sounds bureaucratic, whatever
it is. It's a bureaucratic job.
Yeah, we'll come back with more on this story here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Freedom of speech on the Internet clearly in jeopardy here if a blogger can be forced to pay $60,000 for making statements on a blog. We'll come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give you there totally free. The wiki is included with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, it has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger, as always, and always has and always will, meant rugged. The Ruger LC9, and it's the next handgun that you must own. Made in America for you. Ruger.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, Meg sharing with us news from a blogger being demanded that he pay $60,000 in supposed restitution to a university bureaucrat because he posted some things about him on a blog
that were true.
Were they true?
Well, the jury found that the statements that he posted that subsequently got this man fired from his job were not false. However, they were never proven to be true in court. They
what does that mean?
Not false.
I don't understand that. Am I just dense? How do you have something be not false and also not be true?
Well, it was just never proven to be true. It was just proven to be not false. I don't know how that works, but apparently it does.
Can some lawyer explain
that to me? I know
that this
is a civil suit, right? So in a criminal suit, one must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt or something like that. In a civil suit, on the other hand, both opponents are on equal footing.
Hmm.
So, you know, it may have something to do with that.
Okay. But I'm sorry, not false. That's true. What is it? How do you have? This is essentially a new option for true and false. It used to be if it's not true, then it's false. If it's not false, then it's true. I mean, that's what I learned when I was growing up. Now, to be fair, I did go to government school.
Yeah.
So maybe I didn't learn the legal land definition of not true versus, or excuse me, not false versus true.
I don't know.
Can somebody who actually is a lawyer explain this to me, or all three of us? Because I am confused.
I think it's just one of those legalese terms where, you know, like, they're not going to go into, since it didn't really have any bearing on the case, go into whether this statement was true or false. I have no idea, but...
What were the... Do you have any idea what they were regarding? You mentioned it was a scandal.
Yeah, it was something having to do with some, like... fraudulent mortgage at a house or something that, you know... Low level, but just
malfeasance. So was this guy a student at the university?
The blogger? I believe he was, and that's why he was advocating for not having this man on staff.
Right, hey,
obviously.
This guy's bad news. He may be engaging in financial fraud, and so therefore, hey, don't want to spread the word about
this.
Yeah,
and it sounds totally like the responsibility of a student blogger at a school to look into the staff and...
Would they have done the same thing to the student newspaper if somebody was writing an article for the official, student newspaper, which has that kind of old media mentality? Would that also be? Would that person have to pay money?
I guess it was about the links that he posted on the blog.
No, actually, what ended up happening was even though he wasn't found guilty of defamation of character, he was found guilty of intentional interference with a contract. And emotional distress.
So what is the intentional interference of the contract?
Intentional interference.
The contract between the school and the employee?
Yeah.
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah, and so he was found guilty of making one person within the contract back out of their contractual obligation.
Wow. So if he didn't libel anybody,
no.
Then how could he, I mean, which would then be an offense, then how could what he'd be be considered to, have interfered with this contract? I mean, it would seem like you would have to do something wrong in order to interfere with the contract.
Yeah, apparently the jury found this to be a malicious intent. Of getting the man fired or having
one. If he thought the guy was doing something bad and they couldn't prove that what he had said was libelous, therefore false, then it would seem like what he had to say would not just be malicious, but it would be the his moral obligation to his mind to say so. I mean,
yeah.
if they couldn't prove it's false, then it would therefore be sort of left to be true.
Yeah.
And one should speak the truth, right?
Yeah. Well, it makes really no sense how
to me.
Anybody could be found guilty of a crime for just posting up factual information about another person that ended up losing their job.
Not a crime, right? No,
yeah.
But not a crime, because it's civil.
It's not a, well, not a crime, but yeah, it is a civil suit, and this man now has
libel,
to
libel, what's the term? Libel?
Slander was what
fault.
This man was going for, but...
No, it's libel when it's written. Slander, okay. The difference between libel and slander, and I'm not a lawyer, is that when it's slander, it's spoken, and it's not recorded. But when it's libel, it is either written or somehow recorded speech, so something that you can actually go back and...
Sorry, I just checked. This is actually a defamation of character claim.
So I just went and looked this up, mm-hmm. and they are appealing this.
Yes,
so
they
it's
are
not
appealing.
Over.
Yeah, and I really hope this gets overturned, because they reference other ones that have been tried in the past, like Hustler magazine and whatnot, and mm-hmm. those have always, had the verdicts against them been overturned later. So this looks like it's going to that realm, but. For now, I mean, the man was hit with $35,000 for damages and lost wages, which if this guy just lost his job and he wants $35,000 in damages for lost wages, we're paying them too much. And then $25,000 for emotional distress. And that just floors me. Like, your emotions are really
poor
worth
baby.
That much?
Someone made a blog about you.
I know. I mean,
you
how
know,
much
this...
money should I get for last
I don't
year?
Care if your blog does have false statements in it. It's the internet. Can people just please get over it? I mean, there are all kinds of people saying all manner of things about if you, the higher your profile, and I don't know how high this guy's profile is, but on campus there may have been some buzz around him. So the higher your profile, the more likely somebody's going to get online and call you a poopy head or whatever.
Well,
they're going to say mean things about you.
It's one thing to say mean things. It's another thing to allege that you've committed crimes and that sort of thing.
So what? Who cares? It's a blog post on the internet.
I understand, but in this case, that blog post led to the guy being fired. And it's not just one post. The blog's tirades over time led mm-hmm. to the guy being fired. That's not in dispute in this circumstance. So you can show damages. I understand your opinion on free speech. However,
free speech needs to be free.
Your opinion doesn't necessarily take into account how it may very well be that a free market court or arbitration organization may decide that there are damages here. And as
over it. These people that fired him need to take the stick out of their butt too. And if it's a blog post that causes you to get fired,
well, it was probably a true blog post.
Right. Well,
okay?
Why don't they ask him?
And
hey, did
I
you do
no
this?
I got no problem with stuff that's true.
Right. Hey, did you do this? No, that's a bunch of junk. It's a blog post. Don't listen to that crap.
In all honesty, I'm sure they knew ahead of time that he had done this, but they're bureaucrats and they're gonna hire him and hide it as best they can. And once it comes out in the open, then they'll fire him.
Brush it under the carpet.
Yeah.
Until then, sure.
But.
Sure.
I mean, they have to do their due diligence when hiring somebody and look into that.
Just, you need to have a thicker skin. Look, if you're going to exist in the online world, people are going to say things about you. And if you want to chase down every YouTube commenter, every anonymous commenter, and people are trying to sue newspapers to get their information of who's commenting anonymously about them. I mean, come on. Protect these people and let them say whatever they want, even if it's false. It's just the internet. It's just words. Free Talk Live.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals. And that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting C-Energy. C-Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism. All from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, ring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of our many features. You can go and see some of the lovely ladies that have sent in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy organizations in Washington, D.C., and around the United States. It's the Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. This is an incredible opportunity. Not only will you get paid and your housing be taken care of, but you'll get experience that's invaluable, significantly more valuable than whatever summer work you'll be doing otherwise. Graduates have gone on to ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Cato Institute. Imagine what places like this look like on your resume. Visit LibertarianInternships.com for more information. Sign up there to receive updates and reminders. It's an incredible opportunity for young folks. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we continue here, 800-259-9231. Kind of had an internet focus here throughout the show so far tonight, but of course there's more to discuss out there, including the police lowering their standards in Dayton, Ohio. But first, another internet-based story about the threat to internet freedom. The Raw Story, reporting at rawstory.com. You may want to think twice the next time you share a link to your favorite video. In a case against a New York website owner, the Department of Homeland Security is claiming that merely linking to copyrighted material is a crime.
What?
DHS, along with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, seized Brian McCarthy's domain, channelsurfing.net, in late January. The site has now been replaced with a government warning. This domain has been seized by ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, Special Agent in Charge, New York Office. It is unlawful to reproduce copyrighted material, such as movies, music, software, or games, without authorization. First-time offenders convicted of a criminal felony copyright law will face up to 5 years in federal prison, restitution, forfeiture, and fine. Unquote. The advocacy group Demand Progress has claimed that McCarthy never reproduced copyrighted material and that his website simply linked to other sites. A criminal complaint obtained by the group seems to acknowledge that agents knew that McCarthy was running a linking website. According to Special Agent Daniel Brazier, in his complaint, writes, based on my participation in the investigation leading to the February 2011 seizure, I know that channelsurfing.net was a linking website. Based on my training and experience, I know that linking websites generally collect and catalog links to files on third-party websites that contain illegal copies of copyrighted content, including sporting events and pay-per-view events, he added. The special agent detailed 17 copyrighted sports programs he was able to watch when he clicked on links at channelsurfing.net.
Of course, he didn't commit a crime by watching those sports, right, which I'm sure he watched purely for his work.
Absolutely. When the criminal complaint alleges that McCarthy did engage in the while the criminal complaint alleges that he did engage in the reproduction and distribution of copyrighted material, it's never clear that he actually reproduced any of the specified broadcasts. Under that sort of thinking, everyone who sent around a link to a copyrighted YouTube video is a criminal, according to Demand Progress.
And what else would they be?
Calling the prosecution a radical shift in the way the government polices the internet.
Is this the prosecution or the conviction?
He has not been convicted as of yet. This is a complaint that is being brought against him. He's been arrested and, you know, is being persecuted for this.
Sure, sure.
It doesn't mean that they will win, but the state typically does win in cases like this, because the judge who rules in favor of the state is not going to have liability if later on it's overturned. If this case comes in front of, you know, district court, federal district court judge so-and-so, and judge so-and-so goes ahead and finds this guy guilty of copyright violations, then this guy has to retain the attorney's services to go up to the next level of court. And even if the appeals court or whoever looks at this and says, well, this is crazy, let's overturn this, the judge that originally helped assist in this man's prosecution will not be held liable for his actions. So, I mean, there's nothing that the state has to lose by bringing these charges. The prosecutor is getting a salary. He's going to get paid whether or not he brings these charges. And the judge has no liability. And so if they can get a conviction on this guy and it can't be overturned, then, boy, is that a scary prospect, isn't it?
It gives them more power, more people to prosecute.
That's right. And who?
And next time it could be you.
It damn well could be.
It really could be in this circumstance.
Now, you're right. I mean, what about Free Talk Live? We run a BBS. It is our forum. Our listeners can go there, and they can post pretty much anything. You know, there are moderators that are around there, but those moderators are only instructed to take off certain particularly egregious things like spam or, you know, child pornography or something like that, something that does not belong there. But if somebody posts a link to a movie,
check out this new Lady Gaga video.
Right. Or, you know, oh, here's a really cool movie I saw, and here's the link to the Pirate Bay where you can download a copy of it. I mean, these links are everywhere.
I go to movie aggregators all the time. I've not purchased nor rented nor even Netflixed a movie in years. I mean, everything is free online, and that's how it should be. I mean,
well, I don't object to purchasing things that I like.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I watch a movie that I like, I've actually been seeking out a director to try and pay their company directly for the entertainment that they provided me, because I didn't want to pay some other, like, third-party company, and I actually enjoyed their film. So I've been seeking out the makers of this film.
Have you succeeded in this?
I've succeeded twice doing that before. This one is a little more obscure, so it's kind of hard to find these guys. But I've written emails and whatnot because that's just, I think that's the way it should be. Like, if I go and pay money for a movie, I see it and it's awful, I've already lost that money. But if I see it and it's really good, I want to find the makers of that and pay them.
So this is a pretty scary concept, and it could set a very frightening precedent for a crackdown on a lot of people's internet freedom. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. There's actually a little bit more to the story here. The Phoenix Independent Examiner's Chris Greenwood expressed concern about what the case meant for freedom of expression on the internet, as he puts it. You see, when you shut down the last truly free medium that absolutely anyone can use to call for justice, freedom, or democracy where they don't exist, you leave the communication to the wealthy who can afford the ad space in print media and airtime on television and radio. Brian McCarthy is being used as an example, he added. Someone who possesses no copyright material, broadcasts no copyrighted material, and duplicated no copyright material is being held by authorities because he has a site that indicates to people that there are other people who are possessing, duplicating, and reproducing potentially copyrighted material for others to watch.
So,
and
he's being held, that means he's in jail
right
now? It
sounds like he's in jail, according to that statement. There you go. 1-800-259-9231. Land of the free, baby.
So, yeah, the idea of jail is one of two things, right? Like, a person is a flight risk or they're a danger to society as a whole, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
This is pre-trial detention.
This man could get out and do more linking.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the assumption is that at this point they haven't proven, A, that linking's illegal, and B, that this, you know, they haven't proven this guy's done it. They haven't proven anything. So the suggestion is either, A, he'll run, or B, he'll hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound like he's going to do either of these. To hold this man in jail is, you know, a miscarriage of justice, and these people do it all the time.
That's right.
That is just the assumption. Yeah. You will be arrested. You will be held held until your trial, which will be a year or something from now.
Unless you can pony up thousands of dollars.
Right. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Or sign away all your rights for, you know, until your trial's over, even if you're found innocent.
A lot of people don't even get that option.
Yeah.
You know,
just they want cash.
Yeah, you'd want to be able to sign your rights away in order to get out of jail. And a lot of people just don't get that option. This is a guy that's being held in jail for linking things on the internet. Everybody who's listening has done this or hasn't been on the internet. One of the two.
1-800-259-9231. I mean, is there anybody actually out there that thinks this is good? Is there anyone out there that can take... I think even they've kind of come around over the years. I don't know. I haven't
John Bon Jovi said that Steve Jobs was responsible for destroying the music industry single-handedly. At least that's what I saw on something today. A link.
1-800-259-9231. If you think it's a good idea to be putting people in jail because they put links on a website... Would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, this is your government. You voted for him, right?
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, system presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95, available at chachingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by shopping with us. You start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to get your shopping done in two different ways. One is through Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer that I know of, with a huge selection. You know Amazon. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com, click one of our Amazon links, and that'll take you into Amazon. And at that point, whatever you order, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Now, if you're looking for something like computer parts, we also have links to Newegg. You scroll down a little bit at shop.freetalklive.com, you'll see our Newegg links for both Canada and the United States. You click on one of those links, and then a portion of your purchase at Newegg will go to benefit the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. So you can shop one of two ways over at shop.freetalklive.com.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief. The criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what happened. That's what happened to this gal that Fox News reported on. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known the thieves were coming, and added that LifeLock services are legit, and they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer the personal financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that I use, LifeLock. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. Join me in my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. If you want to not fall victim, there's only really one way to do it. You need to call now because I was able to get you a 30-day bonus of LifeLock protection and a free document shredder. Do this for yourself and your family. Call LifeLock today at 1-800-242-2693. It's 800-242-2693. One more time with that number, 800-242-2693.
All right, as we continue, take your phone calls about what you want. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Yes, good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Meg's here too, Scott. What's on your mind tonight? I know you don't like women, but I just figured I'd let you know.
Hello, Meg. How are you?
Because you're a bigot. Oh, wow, you actually speak to women. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, my vagina clogs my ears sometimes, so I never know.
I agree with the woman who said that God is angry with Japan, punished Japan. God has punished America, and he's not done punishing America because one day, very soon, we're going to have a disaster, massive disaster, an earthquake, what have you, in California. And God is...
Boy, how prophetic.
Well, God is working on all kinds...
California will have an earthquake someday.
No, it's going to be happening soon. And
soon.
All of the people that mock...
That's really definite.
Well, I think they have one every day.
God is very angry at this country, and he's really angry.
Has God told you that? Has he appeared to you in an apparition and told this to you, that God, that he's very angry?
God, yes. God is angry with America and the world. He's really mad at all of mankind for its sins.
What about the loving God? I mean, didn't they... I remember when I was in church, when I was a kid, they taught me that God loves everybody, that... He's all loving.
God,
he's your father, or whatever.
God hates the sin, but loves the sinner. He hates sins.
So by loving the sinner, he will send massive earthquakes to show them how much he loves them?
Some of them died from that, you know. And some of them were maimed, lost their fortunes. If my dad did that to me, I wouldn't think that he loved me.
Many of them were probably Christians.
You know,
Christians.
In this
tough
world,
one, Mark,
what's going on is this such... perversion and tolerance of homosexual and lesbian marriage. Let's look at the Westboro Baptist Church based in Topeka, Kansas. Now, they go to around the United States to dead U.S. soldiers, and they go with placards saying, God hates homosexuals. Can I use the F word on the air? You don't want
no,
me to?
No, sir.
You cannot. You
will
be
dropped.
No, you know what I mean. Hags. You don't want me to use it with F? No.
Oh, I see. Fag hack.
Fag? You can say fag. There's another four-letter F word you
not
can't
the
say.
Other F word. God hates fags.
Yep.
They go around the United States. God hates fags. Indeed, he does. He's on the warpath with the nation.
How can he hate what he created?
God really felt that way, right? Like there's something he could do. He could not send a family of crazy lunatics with signs out in order to sue the pants off anybody who punches them in the mouth. Instead, God could appear on the David Letterman show, or just send one of his shining angels in case we can't look on his face and say, oh yeah, I just wanted to make it 100% clear for everybody, I really don't like gay people. It wouldn't take much, and it wouldn't take long, and it would be abundantly clear.
You could perform a miracle to prove.
Yeah,
you know.
A lot of people are not clear on whether or not, how exactly God feels about this issue. What do you think about that, Scott?
God, first of all, I don't like the word gay. I use the word homosexual because
you can use whatever you want.
Gays have nothing to be happy about. Gay is a connotation from the 30s, 40s, meaning happy.
How did they get so fabulous then?
They're not. They have nothing to be happy about. I use the word homosexual.
So I guess we can't count on you to show up at Buzz's big gay dance party this year, or rather, Buzz's
bigger
dance party this year
bigger,
at the Porcupine gayer. Freedom Festival.
Absolutely not.
Thanks
for
the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, then that means it's going to be a good party if Scott the Bigot isn't there. 1-800-259-9231.
Sulk in the corner.
I think he would, like, I don't know, burn and... his flesh would just fall off at the sight of it or something. I don't know.
It's interesting that he happened to call in, Mark, because just in the break prior to that, you found the quote from, was it Falwell? Robertson?
Yeah, it was Pat Robertson.
Because you had suggested earlier that you couldn't recall who was saying what, and you found
it. I said Oral Roberts, and I was wrong. Right here.
Robertson.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Less than 2 weeks after the hurricane, Pat Robertson implied on the September the 12th broadcast of the 700 Club that the hurricane was God's punishment in response to America's abortion policy. He suggested that 9/11 and the disaster in New Orleans could be connected in some way. Steve Lefferman expressed it in a similar view, stating that, in my belief, God judged New Orleans for the sin of shedding innocent blood through abortion. Providence punishes national sins, providence meaning the hand of God, punishes national sins by national calamities. And I would just thought
national
this part,
sins.
Yeah, this part was very interesting. Let me go on and finish it up. It says, greater divine judgment is coming upon America unless we repent.
Now, this isn't Robertson. This is someone else, right?
Yeah, this is, he's taking it a little farther. This
someone like-minded.
Steve Lefamine.
Go ahead.
Robertson did say that it could be connected in some way. But he said that the divine judgment is coming upon America unless we repent of the national sin of abortion. And this was originally from the Washington Post and the Houston Chronicle, and exchristian.net is where they actually are linking to it from. And, you know, these guys, this guy here is creating a new category of sin that I have personally never heard before. The national sin. Now, you know, so therefore, if I am in a geographic area.
Right.
In which there are a sufficient number of sinners, I guess, kind of like a la Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Let me break it on down for you. So God decides...
Something about butt sex?
Not
sure.
Yeah, God decides that these two places, Sodom and Gomorrah, are so very bad with their awful... sexual deviance. Apparently, they wanted to sodomize some angels that God sent down. Some people say that it was in fact God, Elohim or whatever, at the time. And instead of Lot tries to pass off his virgin daughters. Oh no, that's not good enough for us. We want these men in order to sodomize. Virgin daughters aren't good enough for us. Whatever the story. So I guess that Lot's
was that
out there,
before or after Lot had the sex with his daughters? Must have been before, right?
That was before.
Okay.
Apparently they were, Abraham is then, before this is inquiring exactly how many people need to be in the city in order for the city to be considered not quite bad enough to destroy. I guess the numbers were first 45, then 40, then 30, then 20, and finally got it down to 10. I guess they only were able to come up with Lot and his family, so it wasn't quite 10. God decides he's going to destroy the cities of both Sodom and Gomorrah by going into one of them, as I understand, and, counting up the numbers. I don't know whether it had to be 10 in both or 10 in one. I'm not exactly sure.
Wait, I'm unclear. 10.
That's because the story is
10% of
not
people.
Not percent, no. People.
Oh.
10 people.
So if 10 people were good people?
Were good people. Apparently.
Then he would have spared them.
Babies don't count, right? Like, there have to be in a city 10 infants.
Right.
Yep. Not good enough. God doesn't. Infants are born into sin, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Believe, right?
Everybody's whatever.
Sins.
But at that point, nobody was because Jesus hadn't come yet, right? So everybody's has sin, including Lot. But the babies didn't come and demand to sodomize God's angels, so I don't really understand the story.
So they decided to destroy the cities.
Yeah, another one of these hokey Bible stories that really don't make any sense. But this is, I guess, where this guy got this idea of national sin
Let's
from.
Let's come back and talk more about this concept. National sin. 1-800-259-9231. You can also take control and bring up what you want. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.